All right, well, on this Tuesday morning, let's just take a moment to de-stress.
Dallas Coward, ride the cold. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Make this story what we say. Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Yes, Virginia, those are the soothing sounds of the seminal punk band Black Flag. This is Rise Above off the band's 1990 record, Damaged. Okay, savor the flavor. Now, this is Rise Above reimagined by a guy named Dave Longstreth. Here's how the story goes. A while ago, Dave Longstreth, whose band records under the name Dirty Projectors, was moving some stuff out of his parents' home in Connecticut when he found an empty cassette tape case. It was Black Flag's Damaged.
This dude with a shaved head punching a mirror, and the plastic cassette case actually was itself cracked in this kind of like broken glass pattern.
And so you thought to yourself, I love that tape. I wish I had it.
Not exactly. I was kind of like, whoa, there's that album. And I hadn't really thought about it for a really long time.
But he decided to re-record that entire record from memory. His goal, though, wasn't to make something that sounded exactly like the original. In fact, his version of Damaged couldn't possibly sound more different sonically. And yet somehow, it held on to its essence.
Damaged was like one of the first albums that I got into as a teenager. Yeah, I wouldn't say it was particularly formative to my identity or that I loved it more than, you know, say the early Beatles or something like that. But just that it wasn't there, I think, kind of made me want to do it.
So you set about to recreate this Black Flag album. And I just want to get into the kind of mechanics of how that – what were the rules for reimagining this record?
None that I really articulated to myself at the time. I just sort of began with writing melodies, and then sort of distinct from the melodies that I was making, thinking of the words as well as I could, and then just sort of pairing them where they fit together.
Well, could you guys play a song for us?
Yes.
All right. Would you mind just saying
sure,
what the song is?
It's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Give me some more.
ask, don't ask what for. Give me some more. Don't ask what for.
Dirty Projectors. It's Dave Longstreth, Amber Kaufman, and Angel Derridorian. This is obviously not really a... It would be, I think, underselling it to say it's a cover album. It's really a reimagination. Was that harder than just writing your own damn song in the first place?
And, you know, it's a totally different process. It's like, you know, you try not to be creative. You try to just cleanly remember something. I think it turns out that like being creative is a lot like having a really good memory or having a really bad memory, but trying to just be as clean as possible, sort of the opposite of being a dirty projector, was the challenge.
In putting this record together, did you like pick up any tips on something musical that you're going to take forward when you're working on stuff now, going back to writing, working on kind of dirty projector stuff?
I think so, yeah. The straightforwardness of the lyrics is amazing. And it's so hard to do that. You know, a lot of the music, the indie rock or whatever that I grew up on, is all about these kind of like poetically obtuse lyrics that mean everything and nothing. And the beautiful thing about Damaged is just how unambiguous it is.
It's actually interesting to hear you say that, because that's just what I was thinking when you guys were singing was like, I guess I haven't listened to a song that's that straightforward in a while, because you're right, it's everything is an allusion to something else. And
right.
For what you guys are doing with the harmonies and coming in, did you guys just get in a room together? And Dave, did you already have a lot of it put together? And did you guys just start kind of improvising, like, this sounds really good?
Dave had an idea, and Amber fleshed it out with Dave in the beginning parts with another singer named Susanna.
Mm-hmm.
And then I joined the band, and then we sit in a room for about 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Working on the vocal parts.
When the vocal parts were when they were written, it was, like Angel said, Susanna, this girl, and I flew out to New York, and Dave just had his guitar, and we sat in his living room for 12 hours a day. The first day was, I think, 10 hours, and 8 hours, then 12 hours. We did that for like a week straight, just every single day, hard, like not leaving the house at all. And Dave just like came up with you know, he just kind of would play the song, show us how it went, and then just be like, okay, just, you know, and do this and like sing the melody. And then, you know, we kind of piece it together like that.
We didn't have a lot of time because we were about to go out on tour.
Yeah.
It's really pretty music. Which some people might not take as a compliment, but I mean it in the best way. You know, even when you mouth a swear word, we have to bleep it out. So thanks. I'm kidding. No. You can mouth all the swear words you want. Is it hard to sometimes play this music in a rock club where it's like loud and people are drinking and you're trying to do these really, really kind of delicate?
It's not as delicate.
We're really loud.
So are we getting kind of the pretty NPR, the Fabergé
egg?
You're
getting the acoustic vibe.
You're getting the vulnerable interior.
So is it Fabergé egg?
the soft underbelly of dirty projectors?
Yes, exactly.
So is it more of like a Comanche war yell when you're doing the actual concert?
Some songs, you could say that.
Certain songs, yeah. But no, the songs that we're singing them the way we do, always. You know, they just have to pump the mics up a lot.
It's just that it's about 95 decibels louder.
There's a little more push in the vocals, I would believe, because we have to really hear ourselves.
That's what I was wondering about. I was in a North Seattle Christian jazz choir. You may have heard of it. I don't want to brag, but it's really hard to sing really precise harmony, even in the best of circumstances. But you guys are able to do it even in a kind of traditional... Are people quiet? Do they respect what you're trying to do?
Yes, usually. Sometimes we'll do shows like this in a huge crowd of people, and we're like about to go on stage, and we're like, "Oh, are they gonna quiet down?" And they do, and it's amazing.
Rise Above is songs that were originally heard on the Black Flag record Damaged, after Dave found the tape in his parents' house, and thank God you didn't find Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em. This would have been a very, very different set. Could you guys play one more song for us?
Sure. This is called Spray Paint the Walls.
Longstreth and the Dirty Projectors. You can see a video of the group performing Rise Above at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm Luke Burbank. That does it for another hour of the Bryant Park Project. Check us out online, npr.org/Bryant Park. We'll see you real soon.
There won't be room for people like me.